Hello and welcome back to Heart and Heart Podcast. This week's podcast is brought to you by Anaya.
And me, Alyssa. We hope you're all well.
It's fantastic to share what we have been doing in school in spring too.
I'm also looking forward to celebrating all that we do in school.
Now it's time for What's New, the opening segment of each podcast that lets you know what's coming up this half term.
First up, let's celebrate all the great things we've been up to in school recently.
We would like to congratulate all children on marching for March this half term. Our attendance is greatly improving.
Next up, we'd like to congratulate the Year 3 children on their visit to Stump Cross Caverns. It looked like great fun.
It was a great opportunity to add more experiences for our pupils in Year 3 and learn about geology.
We'd also like to thank all the teachers and support staff for making our school look amazing this half term.
The Heart and Hoop would like to congratulate all the resource provision children who have settled in very well.
Well done, everyone.
And finally, thank you to our parents who came to our Teachers for Parents meetings.
That's great. And finally, a message to the teachers to get in touch with the podcast if they would like to add any other news on the pod.
Next up, it's elected subject. This week we've chosen geography.
Geography is a fantastic subject and has been one of our driver projects for many year groups this half term.
Our school is made up of children with links all around the world, and learning about geography improves our understanding of each other.
All of us at the Horton Hoot love geography. Now it's time for Nace's Ace.
Your teacher will load up the Nays and A's questions in class. You have 60 seconds to talk with your partner about the following challenge.
When you have decided answer, your teacher will input the answer. Good luck.
Here we go. This week's Nays and A's challenge is based on maths.
The Horton Hoot would like you to answer the following question.
For early years of Key Stage 1, if 11 people get on a bus, 2 get off, then one more passenger gets on. How many people are on the bus now?
And for Key Stage 2, which unit of measure can measure capacity? A. Meters. B. Seconds. Or C. Millimeters.
Ask your teacher to open this week's quiz link to answer the questions.
To round off this week's show, it's Talk Partner Task.
This week's Talk Partner question is for the whole school. We'd like to know how your family celebrating East or Eid.
That concludes this week's podcast.
Thank you for all joining us.
Have a great week and we look forward to speaking to you again soon. Goodbye.
See you soon.